Oh, this show's the best.
The best show.
Best show.
Best show ever.
Who voted?
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Super weird. Let's do a good news, bad news, where I give you the good news of a story, and Caden in Arlington Heights, you're going to try and guess the bad news of the story.
Okay.
All right, Caden, the good news of the story is that there was a mom who something came up at work and she had to stay extra late and was worried that she wouldn't be able to get her daughter from daycare. However, it's all good. The mom's friend was able to pick up the daughter. What's the bad news of the story?
Bad news? Maybe the kid didn't know the friend and tried to attack the friend.
Stranger danger.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. The girl actually went with the friend. However, you're kind of right. She did not know the friend. There's no way she could have because the cops were called because that friend picked up the wrong girl from daycare.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. She accidentally kidnapped a kid. And so they got back to the house and the sister was like, that's not my sister. And
oh my.
She thought it was a joke at first, but then the mom had called because she knew something was wrong when the cops called her. And so they immediately took the kid back to the daycare and got it all straightened out. But yes, she accidentally kidnapped a child.
That's kind of funny. But
yeah, kind of funny, but I don't know if you know this, highly frowned upon.
Yeah.
Why are you acting weird?
That's my job.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
If you ever think I'm acting weird, it's for a reason. So I was walking around Saturday night, and Stephanie was ready to fight after this happened. So I met Stephanie from Orland Park. She was at the Keith Urban concert, and I was walking around with some upgrades, right? But I made her think she was going to have to do something kind of awkward for these tickets. Here's what happened when I found Stephanie in the lawn, trying to upgrade her to some seats in section 103.
I'm Scotty with US 99. Who are you here with?
Just me and my boyfriend.
Okay, cool. Oh, it's just the two of you?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I have two seat upgrades left. If you want to move from the lawn to section 103, you want to do that?
Are you serious?
Yeah. So it's like right there behind that pole. So it's way closer.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What do I have to do?
Nothing really. So I just have these extra tickets. They were actually my friend's tickets, but they were being total jerks on the ride here. So I'm just going to switch your tickets with theirs so they can come sit out here.
What?
Yeah, so they're just being total jerks. So you can have their seats if that's cool. Yeah, and it's not a big deal. If they come down, just let them know that that I switched their seats and they can meet me in the lawn later.
You want me to tell them?
Yeah. It's no big deal. They're just being jerks. So, if you just if they say anything, they probably won't say anything.
Why don't you tell them?
Well, I have to go do some stuff. I'm not gonna probably see them. I'm just, if they ended up coming down to the seats, just let them know that. That they're in the lawn now.
Okay,
cool. So you can do that?
I guess. For good seats. Are they gonna fight me?
No, I mean they're not much fight. They're not much of fighters. They're probably drunk anyway, so it's no big deal.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Hey, I'm just messing with you. That's
oh my gosh. I was gonna say this is so awkward. I want this seat.
You were gonna do it. It's awesome.
She was ready to fight. Stephanie was ready to fight. Would you fight? I kind of want to set up that scene next time, too, where somebody comes down and says, hey, those are my seats, and sees what happens. All right, if you ever see me at the show, never believe anything I say. It's Scotty. It's US 99. Emma from Cedar Lake is about to take on all three. Now, these trivia questions, Dick, can go on and on and on until someone gets all three of them correct. So, Emma, if she doesn't get all three, they go to you. You got to pay attention. Emma, you ready to jump in?
All right.
Emma, let's go. Here we go. Question one. A phlebotomist extracts what from the human body?
Blood.
Okay. Question two. Jen texted in at 44.99.5. She's a Spanish teacher with our next trivia question. She said, I teach 7th and 8th grade Spanish. How many letters are in the Spanish alphabet?
I took Spanish. Is it the same? I'm going to say 27. I don't know for sure.
First of all, do you think 27 is the same as the English alphabet?
Is it 26 or 27? Now I don't even know.
I'm just wondering if you thought, never mind, 27, right?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go with that as your answer. Hold on, I'll get you question three, two songs away, and give you all the details you need to win those Jake Owen tickets, okay? Two songs away. First, Justin Moore is on US 99. Good luck.
Can you get all three?
Let's find out. Emma from Cedar Lake is on hold. She's ready to take on question three. She answered questions one and two just a couple seconds ago. And if she doesn't get all three correct, then you know you get the same question. So here we go. Grab your phone. Get ready because Emma is ready to jump in to question three, right?
All right.
Question three. According to college students, what is the number one back to school must have in the dorm rooms?
Oh, my gosh. I would say maybe laptop. I don't know.
A laptop. All right. Emma, you got two correct. Emma, you got two. That was really close. But we need three. That's always the bad news of that situation. All right, let's see if you can get all three. You're up. 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995. Caller 19. You'll play get all three. Let's do it.
We got introduced to it.
And we're going to talk adult tantrums for a very specific reason. But first, let's find someone to play get all three. Kate in Arlington Heights, what are you doing today?
Driving over to the grocery store.
Oh, okay. Regular groceries, you got some specialty items. What do you got going on here?
Just Target right now. I'm going to go get some pencils.
All right. Taking a test. You draw. What's the deal?
I do not draw. I'm a terrible artist.
I don't know a lot of people that go just for pencils. What do you need the pencils for?
I ran out.
So you're just a pencil guy. You're not a pen guy. You're just a pencil guy?
I prefer pencil, yeah.
I respect that. A good pencil is kind of satisfying now that we don't use them very often, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Now, do you go mechanical pencil or regular, like, number two pencil?
Mechanical. I like mechanical better.
Oh, do you? That's an interesting choice, too. Okay. I'm wondering where people land on that. And this is very spontaneous, but my brain works like this. I would like to know where people land. Do you like number two pencils or mechanical pencils? Just text 44995. Let's see where people land on the number two or mechanical. 44995. I feel like more people go number two. Anyways, you hold on 1 second, Kaden. I'm going to get you all three questions, and tomorrow he's going to play get all three, and we'll get the results of the pencil dilemma next after Russell Dickerson. She likes it on US 99.
Most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I'm not saying we're having a lot of fun on a Monday, but we're having too much fun on a Monday. Talking pencils, riveting stuff here. Kaden calls that he was on his way to Target just to get some pencils, but he's a mechanical pencil guy, and that was weird to me. So I said, go ahead, text. What do you prefer? 44995, the number two pencil, or are you going mechanical? You want to find out if you're wrong?
Alrighty.
Most people are. Oh, okay, Kaden. So I know you like mechanical pencils. It's pretty split, actually. Much more split than I thought it would be. Oh, here comes a lot of the number two. Somebody said that you might be a serial killer.
Oh, jeez.
Are you?
I'm not, no.
Okay, cool. But yeah, look, it's like pretty split. Looks like I was off. I thought it was going to be like 100 or 99% to 1, but you're in a good place there, buddy. But I'll be honest, a mechanical pencil doesn't feel like a pencil to me. If I'm going to use a pencil, I need like that 0.5 millimeter lead that is like perfectly, if I want to do some shading, not that I ever do, but if I want to, you can't do that with a mechanical pencil. So there's a lot of reasons not to get this mechanical pencil. Also, they're all plasticky in your hand, and it just doesn't feel right. You might as well just use a pen at that point.
Okay.
Yeah, so the moral of the story is you're wrong. All right, we just saw this guy on Saturday night. Jake Owen's coming to town. I have those tickets for you at 4:30 on USN. Let's talk about these adult tantrums.
Are you even on Instagram?
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Yep, that's me. Start. I posted on Instagram. The Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator had this crazy adult tantrum. And the video is insane. So 312-946-4995. You saw someone had an adult tantrum. Hello?
There was a random woman at a thrift store a couple years ago, and she was on the phone, and she was first talking in Spanish, and then she started screaming in English. No, I told you he hated chocolate. I told you. No. And then started throwing things off the shelf, like the shoe shelf. It was like she was having a meltdown. It was funny to me.
I get it. Chocolate meltdown. So it was a bilingual public tantrum.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Casey in Wonder Lake, tell me about the adult tantrum you saw.
So last week I was at my daughter's volleyball game, and one of the other parents was yelling at one of the other parents. So after the game, one of the students came up and told the parents, hey, you need to not be yelling during our game. This is distracting us. And she flat out screamed at this child. They are in eighth grade.
Oh, my God. So not only did they have a tantrum at each other with two adults, but then it was a tantrum that a child had to tell you the tantrum was too much, and then you had a tantrum at the child.
Yeah.
That was a triple
tantrum. And it almost came to blows.
That's a triple tantrum right there.
Yes.
Casey, I like your triple tantrum. You're going to see Jay Cohen. Congratulations. That's going to be awesome. You're going to see him. He's going to be at the Rosemont Theater on October 13th. You hold on. I'm going to get your tickets for you, okay?
Thank you.
All week at 4:30, I'll get you those Jake Owen tickets. If you want to see the video I'm talking about of this epic adult tantrum, text CRY, C-R-Y, to 44995. CRY.
Hey, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, good news, bad news time. I'll give you the good news of the story. Bethany in Orland Park, you try and tell me what the bad news of the story is, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the good news of the story is that there's a reality star who actually found a way to make money outside of being a reality star and makes and sells his own moonshine. What's the bad news of that story?
The moonshine has no alcohol.
Oh, that would be a bummer. You're right. That would be bad news. No, the bad news of the actual story is that he got arrested for making moonshine. And that's his freaking business. He's a reality star for the show called Moonshiners Master Distiller.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he just got arrested for making moonshine because in one of the first episodes he talked about evading law enforcement. So the cops in Alabama decided to look into what he was actually up to and found out that apparently it's not that legal to go ahead and sell that kind of moonshine, and they arrested him.
So he busted himself.
He busted himself. He faces charges for making and distributing prohibited beverages.
I hope it was at least good moonshine. Coffee cup,
cold and black. Are you even on Instagram?
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
This video I'm going to tell you about is actually on Instagram. Ramona, I know you're a gurney, but I know Plainfield's a little far away. But have you seen the story about this family in Plainfield that has these like elaborate Halloween decorations, and they've made this one from Stranger Things where they have Max floating?
No.
Okay, so I've posted on Instagram too. So they have, and I don't know if you watch Stranger Things, you know, you don't really need to, but they have a scene there where one of the characters is floating and nobody can figure out how they're getting, it's like a dummy that they made that's floating over the driveway. And so everybody's coming by taking videos and TikToks, and nobody can knows how they did it, and they're not sharing the secret. So here's my question, Ramona.
Okay.
Do you want to know, or is it kind of the mystery of it that's the fun part?
I think it's the mystery of it that's the fun part.
Yeah.
But they probably got some, like, you know, fishing line or something.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like nobody can see any, like nobody sees any line or anything. So nobody really knows how they're doing it. I don't know if it's just how they're showing it on TV or in the pictures. I ask you that question because I could probably find somebody that knows how they did it. Right? I could probably find a magician that'll sell them out and tell them how to do it. But do we want to know? I was going to do that. And then I was like, well, that might be really rude, right? Like, maybe we don't want to know how it happens.
Right. Because just be like, that's so cool. How are they doing that? Oh, my God. They're awesome.
Right. I put it on my Instagram and I put a poll up, and most people did want to know, which I was surprised.
Oh, okay.
But here's what I'm going to do. I want you to text 44995. Do you want to know or not? Just text yes or no to 44995. Do you want to know how it's done, or do you like the mystery? Okay. Yes, if you want to know. No, if you don't. And then we'll get the results and I'll tell you where to find the video and all that stuff. Okay. 44995. Yes or no? You want to know? Girl, you
cut those jeans. Are you even on Instagram?
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
The video is on Instagram right now, US 99 Chicago. It is the viral video, the family in Plainfield that has put up these elaborate decorations for years, but now has one that's catching everyone's eye because there's a floating character, Max, I believe it is. I never finished Stranger Things, but it's floating and people are like, how's that happening? And everyone's taking TikToks and videos. And so at first I was like, oh, let's get someone on to tell us how they did it. I'm sure there's a magician that'll sell them out. But I was like, wait, do we want to know? And I asked you to text 44995 yes or no if you want to know, so I don't ruin it for you. And it was split right down the middle. So here's what I want to do. I put it up on Instagram at US99 Chicago. You can go ahead and take the poll there, whether you want to find out how it happened or how it works or not. But also, I know how it works because I was also floating. And there's picture proof of that. I'll send it right to your phone. Text the word fly, FLY to 44995. Fly to 44995 and hang out for those Jake Owen tickets.
I know.
I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid.
Stupid. Stupid.
That was me. I thought my car was stolen this morning. Turns out I just parked it around the corner. Had to explain that one to the cops. No big deal. It's Scotty. But what happened? I've never known anybody that got their car stolen. If you did and you're calling right now, you're on hold. Stay right there. 312-946-4995. Lindsay in Highland Park, you got your car stolen. What happened?
I worked an early shift. And it was like 4:30 in the morning. Went down to my garage. Couldn't find my car anywhere. Turns out my car was stolen. And while I was at work, they proceeded to then go to my apartment and steal like pretty much all my valuables as well. So,
oh my God. Is it because they had like your information inside the car?
No, I think it was somebody in the building. Somebody that worked in the building.
Oh. Did you ever find out who it was?
No, I moved out and I never saw anything ever again.
Did you get your car back?
I never got my car back.
What? It's just gone?
It was gone. Somebody stole it. Yeah, so it was not the best feeling.
Gotcha. Oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bethany in Orland Park, did you have your car stolen?
My brother did.
Okay, what kind of car first?
So it was a 2018 Kia Sportage.
Okay.
And he had actually just bought it a month ago.
Oh.
He had made one payment on it, and he woke up the next morning in Milwaukee, and his car was stolen out of the parking lot.
Did he get it back? What's the story here?
So I guess some teenagers were walking around. There's a whole group of Kia kids out there. That's the name of a gang. And they go, they break the windows, they hotwire the car, and they take it joyriding.
And then did he get it back or no?
They did find it, but it was completely totaled.
Oh my God, what a like gross feeling that has to be.
Well, so then he was driving my mom's car while we were getting all of that figured out, and that car got broken into also.
Stop! Oh my yep. God. All right, hold on. Bethany, yeah, I'm going to hook you up with these Jake Owen tickets. I want you to take like an Uber though to the concert at Rosemont Theater.
Okay.
I don't want your car. I don't want anything to do with you or your family's cars being anywhere, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, hold on 1 second for me. Oh, more of those tickets for you, 4:30 today. We'll get some Live at 5 and the good news, bad news coming your way in minutes on US 99 Mission.
Why are you acting weird?
That's my job.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
That's what I'm talking about. Acting a little weird as a neighbor. I told you I got my Ring doorbell thing. My neighbor checks his email, He checks his mailbox on average six times a day, 5 to 7 times a day, which it's not dangerous. It's not really alarming. It's just kind of weird. And Christina in Elk Grove, you got a neighbor that's just kind of weird?
It's crazy. It's an OCD. It has to be. She literally goes outside and sweeps her driveway, her back porch, her chairs, even the little rocks that go around like her flower bed. She sweeps them constantly about 4 or 5 times a day. If it rains, she goes out there, and not only does she sweep it like aggressively, but she'll like make the broom flat instead of doing it the right way.
Oh.
And like slides it sideways. And then to top it off, she'll get like her electrical leaf blower and then finish it off after she's done sweeping it for 20 minutes.
Wow, sweeps and blows, huh?
Absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah, it's got to be like an OCD. It's not like there's nothing wrong with it. Like you do your thing,
no, yeah.
But it's just kind of there she is again, sweeping her driveway.
Absolutely.
All right, Rochelle. Oh, is this Rochelle from South Africa who just moved here, right?
Yeah.
Good to hear from you. So you have a weird neighbor, huh?
Kind of weird. So we just moved in the neighborhood and he cuts the lawn every single day.
Huh?
Every day. And at some point, I don't know what he's cutting anymore.
I don't know what he's cutting anymore. Does he go out there with like a ruler? He's like, it's got to be exactly 3/4 of an inch.
He sometimes goes out with a parka, like a yellow parka. Even if it's raining, he'll go out there with the lawnmower.
He'll mow the lawn in the rain?
Yeah. So I thought first he was like kind of spying on us because we just moved
right.
in. But it's been like 5 months now and he's still doing it.
Yeah, that's super weird. That's what I'm talking about. Just weird. 312-946-4995.
Why are you acting weird?
That's my job.
Chicago's most fun afternoons
this
with
weird,
Scotty K.
This is weird. This is freaky. This is crazy. I didn't know any of this stuff about Barney. You know, the big purple dinosaur, so lovable. Apparently, people were trying to kill him the whole time it was on TV. There's a new documentary out. Listen to this right here.
it just exploded.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
This is Barney, and this is what he sounded like.
Barney stands for inclusion, acceptance.
People couldn't accept that this was just a show, and so let the bashing begin.
They were violent and explicit.
Death and dismemberment of my family.
Barney!
They were going to come and find me, and they were going to kill me.
Just the dark side of this whole moment.
There was something larger going on here.
Did you hear that music? That's so intense. So there's a whole trailer for this documentary called I Love You, You Hate Me. And it reveals this dark side that happened behind. But you heard it. The guy's family and friends and family were being threatened to be like dismembered. And like, what in the world? Who knew that was happening? So here's what I did. I'm going to send you that trailer so you can see the whole thing. That was just a little piece of it. It's wild. Text the word Barney, B-A-R-N-E-Y, to 44995. Barney to 44995.
Hi, I'm your Christmas tree.
All right, everybody ready to light the tree? This here tree is built to last.
The Christmas tree thing's going to make sense in a second. It's Scotty, Brittany, and Joliet. You got a partner?
Husband.
You have a husband. All right, so my wife... There's a lot of these moments where she's like, "Aw, it's sweet that you tried." Mostly because I screw a lot of things up. And specifically, I screw up decorating every year because, like, I try to. I don't really know what I'm doing. Like, I grew up.
At least
up.
You tried.
That's exactly the point. Like, and this, so Saturday, I'm going to be at this place called Tree Time, which is up in Lake Barrington. And they not only have all of your artificial Christmas trees and decorations, but they do, like, demonstrations to learn how to do it. So.
Oh, nice.
Right. So I was like, oh, that's perfect. And Melissa from Melissa and Austin and I are going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be there from, like, 10 to 2. So not only are we going to, like, give away prizes and stuff, I'm going to learn something and impress my wife, hopefully, this year.
Right? Earn some brownie points?
I can use all the brownie points I can get. But Brittany, is there anything that your husband did that you were like, aw, you tried? Like a bless your heart moment?
Like he tried cooking once. Oh. That was kind of a fail.
What was he trying to cook?
Like macaroni and cheese box stuff.
Oh, and he failed.
Like he failed, yeah.
I don't mean to laugh. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's hilarious because it was not good.
But that's exactly what I'm talking about. But you were kind of like, oh, thank you. Like, I appreciate you trying,
yeah,
right?
Like, oh, this is so good.
Oh, you faked it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, his noodles are good.
Wait, are we still talking about mac and cheese? Never mind. Okay, let's do this. What was your, bless your heart moment? Like, your partner tried to do something for you. Maybe it wasn't so great, like me with decorating. But it was cute that you tried. What was it? And I'll give one lucky person the Jake Owen ticket. 312-946-4995. The thing that your partner tried to do failed, but it was sweet that they tried. 312-946-4995.
Jagmate.
We need more laughs on the show.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
That's all we can ask for. Sometimes your partner, usually the wife, just looks at you and goes, oh, bless your heart. At least you tried. I was talking about how I'm terrible at decorating, so I'm excited to be out at Tree Time in Lake Barrington this Saturday. We'll be there from like 10 to 2 so I can learn how to decorate my house so my wife doesn't have to redo it every time I do it for the holidays. But Jamie, you said you have something that your husband did, and you're like, oh, it's sweet that you tried.
Yeah. So when I was pregnant with both of our daughters, I had gestational diabetes, so I couldn't have any carbs or sugar or anything.
Oh, no.
And he was bringing me home muffins every day for me to take for breakfast the next day, and I did not have the heart to tell him that I couldn't eat them.
Right. You're like, oh, yeah. I get it. You're trying to be sweet and trying to help. And he's like, I'm crushing this husband thing. I'm awesome. He's walking around. He walks into work like, ladies, bet you wish you had a man like me. He was all walking around like, do you know the Muffin Man?
He was.
You're like, I wish I didn't. That's really funny. Yep. Thank you. You made me laugh. I'm going to send you to J. Cohen October 13th at the Rosemont Theater. Cool?
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Thank you.
So funny. I'll have more of those tickets for you tomorrow at 4:30 on US 99.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Let's do it. Good news, bad news. This is where I give you the good news of a story, and Brittany and Joliet, you're going to try and guess the bad.
Okay.
The good news of the story, Brittany, is that earlier this month, there was a friendly officer in Michigan who gave an intoxicated man a ride home from Oktoberfest so he wouldn't have to drive and wouldn't get in trouble or get hurt. That's the good news of the story. What's the bad news of the story?
He ends up having a warrant and steals the cop car.
A warrant and steals the cop car. All right.
He's
on the move.
No,
he wasn't wanted at that point. He was a little bit later because the bad news of the story is that the guy got home. He didn't stay home, though. Just 90 minutes later, he was arrested for a DUI. He got home safely.
So close, though.
Yeah, got in the car and then drove after that.
What a jerk.
Yeah, dummy.
That awesome?
I was like, we both wanted to say words we can't say on the radio, right?
I know, right? I was like, he's not awesome.
Nico Moon feels like a guy that could make a friend anywhere in any way. I told you, somebody's husband made a friend in a really weird way. Michelle, are you ready to tell us about it?
Yes. So my fiance's Xbox gaming friend, he's actually gone to Nashville to see him.
So he met this guy on Xbox and then flew to Nashville to see him?
Yeah, they were friends on Xbox for probably 10 years.
Friends on Xbox for 10 years?
My fiance and a group of his friends went out to Nashville a couple weeks ago and saw his band play.
I know that that's a little more common than it used to be, is meeting people from online gaming, but I still think it's weird. Like, hey, nice shot. Want to be friends?
Yeah.
So let's do this. Who met a friend in a non-traditional way? People bond over really weird things. It could be your hatred for somebody else or something. Maybe some really crazy coincidental situation. I don't know. But I'm looking for the person who met a friend in the most interesting way. 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995. What else is super cool? Meeting friends in really weird ways. So you heard from Megan just a couple minutes ago, who's her husband, met his friend of 10 years now on Xbox. And then they met a couple weeks later, flew out to go hang out with him in Nashville, where the guy lives, to see his band play. So if you found a friend in a non-traditional way, 312-946-4995. If you're on hold, stay right there. I want to get your calls too. But let's start with Allie in Crown Point.
It was actually my mom.
Okay. And how'd she meet her friend?
They played World of Warcraft online.
Stop. Your mom met somebody playing World of Warcraft?
Yes.
Oh my God. Your mom's so cool. And so how long they've been friends?
They're actually married now.
What?
Yep.
Best story ever. Okay. All right, Laura from Gurnee, real quick. Who met a friend in an untraditional way?
So it was New Year's Eve. I had recently been divorced, and I wasn't going to sit at home and sulk. So I got dressed up, took myself out to dinner, and ended up being great friends with the waitress who helped me.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. You still friends?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, super cool. I love that. Well, Happy New Year to you.
Thanks.
Good for you. I think it takes guts to just go out and do that. That's awesome.
That's what she told me.
Yeah.
She said I was badass.
Yeah, she's like, that's the kind
that.
Of friend I want in my life. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah.
I wish somebody called me badass. Meg, and who met a friend in what way?
I met somebody that I've been good friends with for over a year now. So our sons were actually in both really bad car accidents at around the same time, and they were in the hospital at the same time, but we never crossed paths. And she saw my story on Facebook, and she saw that they were at the same hospital. And so she messaged me and said, hey, my son is at the same hospital as yours for the same thing. And we realized that they actually had the same exact diagnosis.
What?
Which was really weird.
Yes. Yeah. So you guys were able to kind of bond over that and be support for each other?
Yeah, we bonded over it.
To have someone like that kind of understands what you're going through is really special. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
Morgan, you met a friend in an untraditional way, non-traditional way?
So I randomly seen her walking down the street with a real estate book, and it just so happened that's what I was studying, and we hit it off. We exchanged numbers. We hit it off, and we are in real estate class together now.
Oh, that's cool. That's how I know you're going to be a good realtor, because you saw an opportunity to have a conversation, to find out about somebody, because you noticed, like, obviously a little detail, and you're like, boom, and now you connected with them.
Yep. We're real estate soul sisters.
Oh, that's I love that. That's super cool. What a great story. Thank you so much. Rose, so who met a friend in a really weird way?
So it was me. It was years ago. We were at Great America. I was on the Raging Bull. And the ride got stuck.
Stop it.
And nope. The ride got stuck on the upcline, so it's not like we were in a random spot or anything. We were just on the upcline. But the girl next to me started freaking out, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to start freaking out. But if I talk to her and I talk her down, then maybe we will both stop freaking out, and it worked.
Wow, and then you guys just became friends after that?
We just became friends. I also have, we went all the way down to Mexico for her to find somebody that she was playing with in the pool while we were in Mexico to find out they lived down the street from us.
Wait, so you went to Mexico, she played with someone in the pool.
And I'm like, so where are you from? And they're like, St. Charles, Illinois. And I'm like, no, we are from St. Charles, Illinois. Where do you live?
Whoa, that's a small world. What the coincidences that y'all were in the same place at the same time. That's crazy. I love that.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Super weird, but Morgan in West Chicago is going to play some good news, bad news, where I'll give you the good news of the story. Morgan, you tell me what you think the bad news is, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so the good news of the story, Morgan, is that there's a man that, you know, unfortunately lost his wife 48 years ago, his ex-wife 48 years ago. The good news is that he has been visiting her grave, as he had promised, almost every single day for the last 48 years. What's the bad news of this story?
Was he visiting the wrong grave?
hanging out with some random dead lady?
That's
very hocus pocus Halloween of you right now. The bad news of the story is actually he was, while he was visiting the grave of his ex-wife, he was doing it every day so he could pee on her grave every single day.
Oh my gosh. I would probably haunt my husband.
Right? I don't know why people do that. They dismantle their food to make it into something else. We could have just ordered something else, like Drew Barrymore is going viral. I think it's so funny. She orders a pizza, scrapes everything off the pizza so she doesn't have to eat the carbs, but scrapes it into a bowl with lettuce to make like a pizza salad, I guess. So 312-946-4995. Who destroys what food in your life just to make it into basically a different food? All right, Tina, so your son or grandson does pizza also?
Because he orders a pepperoni pizza, and he takes the pepperonis off, and he takes the cheese off, and then he just eats the crust.
So he, okay. in his defense, I don't think you can just order pizza crust, can you?
I don't think you can.
Right, okay. So Ashley in Oak Park, all right, who destroys what food?
So my sister will put all of this work into making these, like, smoothie popsicles. Like, she'll blend up the fruit and everything.
Okay.
Make the popsicles, have them freeze. And then she'll blend them again and turn them into a slushy.
So can't she just add ice?
Yeah, right, exactly. She does all this work, like, twice.
I get what you're saying.
And it's the stupidest thing ever.
That's pretty funny. Hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
Lucy from Countryside, who destroys what?
Okay, I have a friend who orders Subway sandwiches and eats all the toppings off with her fingers. And then after she eats all the veggies, then finally eats the sandwich. And it bothers me.
No, that bothers me too. And I don't even have to watch it. All right, Scotty, it's time to send you to the weekend on a positive note. It's called The Best Thing Someone Said to You This Week. I'm focusing on one thing that somebody said to you that made you smile. So you can forget about all that negative stuff and start the weekend on a fresh note. 312-946-4995. Carrie and Schauburg, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
I am a teacher, and I got an email from a parent this week who told me that I am helping bringing the light back to her son's eyes.
Oh my God, that's like...
I know. Wait,
first of all, is she a poet or like... is she write fictional novels or something?
I don't know, but it was very moving, and I teared up when I got that email. We don't get those emails very often, so when we do, they're sacred.
I love that. Well, have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Who doesn't like free tickets?